low pay, no way. Strikers rally at whips cross Ise Priya, Waltham Forest Socialist Party low pay, no way and Serco Serco, get out. These were the messages given by the striking Barts health workers at the rally outside Whips Cross Hospital on the 4th of February. They also certainly know how to picket and rally, energetic, enjoyable and bold. No one in the neighboring area could have missed the loud chants of these determined workers fighting against low pay and privatization. One of the key demands is for their services to be brought back in-house. The Whips Cross rally was joined by workers in the Royal London and Barts hospitals also on strike, and had a great lineup of speakers. Len Hockey, the secretary of Unite Barts and Socialist Party member, started the rally by congratulating the marvellous action taken by the workers so far. He was then joined by the Unite London and Eastern Regional Secretary Peter Kavanagh, who reaffirmed that Unite the Union will continue to support Barts workers, and one of the striking Unite reps at Whips Cross. Linda Taff, Waltham Forest Socialist Party member and the Secretary of Waltham Forest Trades Council, started her speech by pointing out the hypocrisy of the Governor of the Bank of England who said workers should not demand a pay rise, and yet he gets paid £575,538. She gave solidarity from the Trades Council, and reported that at its annual general meeting this month, they agreed to organise a public meeting to bring together the four industrial disputes taking place in the borough. Rob Williams, the national chair of the National Shop Stewards Network, said, "This dispute could be settled today, if Barts bosses committed to bring the outsourced workers back in-house on NHS contracts from day one." Other speakers included an RMT member and tube striker from Hainault Depot. The strikers and supporters then marched in one of the biggest demos by workers, seen in Waltham Forest. It shows that workers are fighting back locally. There were more speeches at the end, and Len Hockey, concluding the rally, outlined the plan for strike action the following week. The Barts workers are out until the 13th of February, and then will start a further fortnight of action on the 28th of February. Socialist Party members in East London will continue to stand with them on the picket lines,